请我们翻到以弗所书。
Can we turn to the book of Ephesians?
第一章。
Chapter 1.
从十七节读起。
Reading from verse 17.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
我们特别注意其中一句话，就是使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望。
And that may you pay attention to this word, that to know, may know that is the hope of his calling.
那在希腊原文里面，简单的来说，就是他呼召的指望。
And in the Hebrews, in the Greek, it's basically talking about the hope of his calling.
然后我们来看希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
第八节，第十一章第八节。
Chapter 11, verse 8.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候，还不知往哪里去。
By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going.
我们特别注意其中的一句话，就是亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候。
Please pay attention to the word by faith. Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out.
就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。
He obeyed and he go out, to the place where he would receive as an inheritance.
出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
And he went out, not knowing where he was going.
我们低头再有点简单的祷告。
Let us bow for another word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你给我们一次机会，能像玛利亚一样，能坐在你的脚前。
Our dear Lord, thank you for another opportunity we can gather before your feet like Mary.
我们真的学习在你的脚凳前下拜。
Help us learn to bow down to you before your feet.
我们愿意再一次告诉你说，我们愿意爱你更深。
We want to say to you, Lord, we want to love you, we want to follow you.
但愿今天晚上你自己的爱来充满我们每一位。
Lord, tonight may your love filling us, all of us.
我们是空手的来，却能饱满的回去。
We pray that we can come here empty-handed, but go back full of you.
听我们在你面前的祷告。
Listen to our prayers before you.
这样祷告是靠主耶稣基督的圣的名。
We pray in the victorious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
这次我们今天晚上和明天早晨，我们有两次的时间。
Tonight and tomorrow morning, we have two times to speak.
我们一同来看圣经中最后的呼召。
We will look at the last calling in the Bible.
那我们讲到最后的呼召，特别说到耶路撒冷的见证。
And we talk about the last calling is concerning the testimony of Jerusalem.
我想我们先回到旧约。
Let's first go back to the Old Testament.
我们让那些图画在那里说话。
Let those pictures speak to us.
我们好像幼稚园的小朋友一样。
We're just like kids in the kindergarten.
我们要认识一个字一个字都是很困难的。
We want to learn the alphabet letter by letter.
但是旧约里面充满了图画。
But yet the Old Testament full of pictures.
借着这些图画，我们就能明白神自己的旨意。
And through those pictures, you can describe to us so we can understand God's will.
比方说保罗为我们祷告。
For example, Paul prayed for us.
他也教导我们祷告。
He also taught us how to pray.
让我们能够真知道他，真认识他。
That we may truly know him.
那么在这个祷告里面有一句话，就是让我们要知道，要知道他的恩召有何等的指望。
And in that prayer, he talked about what sort of hope is the calling that God has given us.
那中文翻得非常的文雅。
And the Chinese translation is very poetic.
那其实呢，我们知道在希腊的原文就是让我们能晓得他呼召的指望。
And in the original Greek, say that we may know the hope of his calling.
你知道我们这些人都是没有指望的人。
Do you know that we all are without hope?
就是因为他曾经呼召我们。
But because God has one call,
所以我们就满了盼望。
And therefore we are full of hope.
我们是没有明天、没有前途的人。
We do not have tomorrow, we have no future.
就是他一生的呼召，我们完全改变了。
But by his calling, our future changed.
大家都知道，在加利利海边。
We knew that in Galilee, of Sea of Galilee.
有一块的泥土。
There was a piece of clay.
它本来不过是一块的泥土。
In the past, it was just a clay.
就是我们的主呼召他。
But yet the Lord called him.
结果那块土就变成石头。
And that clay became a rock.
后来那块石头就变成活石。
And yet that rock later on became a living stone.
到了启示录就变成宝石。
And when we reached Revelation, it became a precious stone.
当我们的主没有呼召彼得以前。
Before the Lord called Peter,
他就像许多的打鱼的渔夫一样。
He's just like the many fishermen out there by the sea.
在加利利海边忙忙碌碌。
He was busy about by the Sea of Galilee.
他们原来就是一块泥土，就是埋在加利利海边的。
He's just like a piece of mud being by the Sea of Galilee.
他经过一生轰轰烈烈的一生。
He may go through a whole life full of events.
他进到这个世界。
And when he entered into this world,
是悄悄的，他走的时候也是悄悄的。
He may quietly slip into this world, he'll slip out of the world quietly too.
我们也许不知道说有一个人名字叫彼得。
We may never know there was a man called Peter.
那彼得不过是一块泥土。
So Peter was just a piece of mud.
但是因为主呼召他。
But yet the Lord called him.
主说你要成为基法。
And the Lord said, "You must be Cephas."
意思就是说，你要变成一块石头。
You shall become a stone.
你看见，就是因着那个呼召。
And by that calling,
彼得就不一样了。
Peter's life changed.
我们才知道说，原来有一个人叫做彼得。
Now we all know that there was a man called Peter.
凭他的自己什么也没有。
He may not have nothing.
当他撇下一切来跟随主的时候。
When he said he laid down all things to follow the Lord.
他看看他的所有。
He looked at all that he had.
他有什么有什么叫他觉得可以骄傲的。
Is there anything he has that can cause him to be proud?
所以就着于保彼得自己来说。
So according to what Peter has.
是没有明天，是没有盼望。
He had no hope, he had no tomorrow.
但是感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
就是那一生的呼召。
But yet, that calling by the Lord to him,
彼得就不再是彼得了。
Peter no longer Peter.
他本来是一块泥土。
He was just a piece of mud.
西门巴约拿。
Simon Barjona.
就好像亚当所有的后代一样。
Just like all the descendants of Adam.
也许他经过了一百年。
Maybe he can live for 100 years.
是轰轰烈烈的一百年。
Live a full life for 100 years.
他来了，他又走了。
He may come and he may go.
也许我们从来不知道这个世界上有一个人叫做彼得。
So we may have never known there's a man called Peter.
但是感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
就是那一次主经过加利利海边。
That day the Lord walked past the Sea of Galilee.
主呼召这些门徒。
And the Lord called his disciples.
主遇见彼得。
And the Lord met Peter.
然后彼得就有了明天。
And Peter has tomorrow.
彼得就有了指望。
And Peter has hope.
所以我们特别说到他呼召的指望。
So we talk about the hope of his calling.
一旦他呼召我们。
Once he called us.
我们这个人就不一样。
Then our future will be changed.
那么这是彼得的故事。
So that was Peter's story.
但是我想我们大家在旧约里面我们能够读到另外一个人的故事。
But I believe in the Old Testament we have found another story of another man.
他就是我们最熟悉的亚伯拉罕。
And I believe he's someone that we're familiar with as Abraham.
当你读到希伯来书第十一章的时候。
So when you read Hebrews chapter 11,
圣灵就解释亚伯拉罕的故事。
And the Holy Spirit began to explain to us the story of Abraham.
创世纪 描写亚伯拉罕的故事。
Yes, Genesis described the story of Abraham.
那斯蒂凡又重新温习亚伯拉罕的故事。
And Stephen also revised with us the story of Abraham.
那么圣灵对亚伯拉罕的一生，他的解释在什么地方呢？
So where was the Holy Spirit explanation of the life of Abraham?
亚伯拉罕是怎么开始的？
How did Abraham start?
他很明显本来在加勒底的乌尔。
In the past, he was in the Ur of Chaldeans.
我们观念里面的乌尔，加利乌尔一定是很落后的地方。
We thought that place must be a very backward place.
其实根据考古学家的发现，
But according to the archaeologists,
加勒底的乌尔，
the Ur of Chaldeans,
像今天的伦敦，像今天的纽约一样。
It's like today's London, today's New York.
那么，如果根据考古学家的发现。
According to their discoveries,
亚伯拉罕所知道那个时候的数学是今天我们都不明白的数学。
Perhaps the mathematics that they knew, Abraham knew, that today we do not know.
亚伯拉罕那个时候的天文学
and their astrology,
就是我们今天所知道的天文学。
Is today what we know today?
很可惜，因为那些天文学跑到祭司的手里。
But unfortunately, those are in the hands of the priests.
那个拜偶像的祭司的手里。
The idol worshipper, the priest.
所以他们就糟蹋了天文学。
And therefore they destroy their knowledge.
那结果就变成我们今天所说的星象学。
And today became the stars, the
替人算命的星象学。
Astrology.
Astrology, yeah. 所以我们要记得一件事。
So we must know this.
Astronomer, 就是天文学和星象学差很远很远。
Astronomer and astrologers are totally different.
但是不要忘记在亚伯拉罕那个时候。
But in the days of Abraham,
你看见说加勒底乌尔并不像我们心中所想象的。
So we knew that Ur of Chaldeans actually is not as backward as we thought.
我们以为说主呼召亚伯拉罕。
We thought the Lord called Abraham.
是从一个很荒凉的地方到一个很文明的地方。
Came to go away from a very backward place to a more advanced place.
如果就是考古学家的发现，刚刚好是相反。
But according to the archaeologists, this is totally opposite.
因为在那个时候，全世界最大的一座城就是加勒底的乌尔。
Actually, the biggest city in those days was the city that Abraham was living in.
后来有纽约。
Then we have New York.
后来有罗马。
Then we have Rome.
曾经有一度像中国的开封。
And even Kaifeng in China.
那都是全世界最大的城。
Basically, they were the biggest cities in the world.
所以犹太人他们一闻到开封里面的种种，他们就来到了中国。
And the Jewish people heard about Kaifeng, this advanced city, they all came to China.
他们就变成了开封的犹太人。
They became the Jews in Kaifeng.
所以我们知道在每一个时候。
So in every place,
你知道说都有最大的城。
There is always a big city.
在亚伯拉罕的时候。
In Abraham's time,
全世界最大的一座城是加勒底的乌尔。
Was the Ur of the Chaldeans.
我很可惜充满了偶像。
Yet it full of idols.
那个偶像的确也给他一点的指引。
But yet, those idols had given him a hint.
因为偶像多多少少在黑暗里面给人一点的安慰。
At least those idols gave him some sort of a comfort.
但那个光就像蜡烛的光一样。
But the light is like the light of the candle.
所以你能够想象，在亚伯拉还没有蒙召出去以前。
So before Abraham was called to go out.
他可以说在偶像的群中生活的。
Perhaps he was living among the idols.
那些偶像多少给他一点的安慰。
At least those idols gave him some comfort.
但圣经告诉我们说。
But the Bible told us,
有一天荣耀的神向他显现。
One day the glorious God appeared to him.
当他拿着蜡烛的光。
At first he was holding the light of a candle.
放在太阳的光底下。
Now he's being faced with the light from the sun.
他第一次发现。
He discovered.
什么叫做黑暗。
He discovered what is the darkness.
他从来不会对黑暗下定义。
That at first he cannot give definition to darkness.
一直等到他把蜡烛光放在太阳光底下。
Until he saw the light of the candle contrast with the light of the sun.
荣耀的神向他显现。
So the glorious God spoke to him.
那个荣耀的神一显现。
When the glorious God appeared,
他的世界完全改变颜色。
And his life totally changed. His world totally changed.
再根据希伯来书的话。
So according to the book of Hebrews,
那个时候亚伯拉罕蒙召出去了。
So Abraham was called to go out.
所以这个行动是因为神呼召他。
So that action is because God has called him to go out.
本来在偶像群中，偶像堆中是没有明天的。
At first, when he was living among the idols, he has no tomorrow.
现在亚伯拉罕有了明天。
Now Abraham has tomorrow.
所以圣经说，因着信他蒙召的时候。
So by the Bible say, when he was called, he by faith he went out.
他就遵命出去。
He obeyed and went out.
不过他知道，他将来所去的地方是他得着产业的地方。
But he knew the place he's going to is the place where he will receive an inheritance.
所以神要给他一块应许的美地。
So God gave him a promised land.
要作为他的产业。
To be his inheritance.
所以明白吗
？So do you understand?
在他没有护照之前
，Before he was called,
所有加勒底物就是他的世界。
All the people, all the things in the earlier Chaldeans was his.
现在主要给他开另外一个世界。
But now God has opened a new world to him.
不过需要他遵守命令。
But he must obey his command.
需要因着信他遵命出去。
That by faith he must go out.
他往哪里去呢？
Where he was going?
要将来要得为业的地方去。
Is he going to a place where he will receive an inheritance?
圣经说，他出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。
The Bible say when he went out, he did not know where he was going.
这个叫做信心的道路。
So this is the way of faith.
什么叫信心的道路呢
？What is the way of faith?
你只知道旅程的起点，你不知道旅程的终点。
That is, you knew the beginning of the journey, but you did not know the end of the journey.
今天我们在地上旅行。
Today we are traveling on the earth.
我们一定知道旅程的起点和旅程的终点。
We knew the beginning of the journey, also the destination of the journey.
但什么叫信心的生活呢
？But what is the life of faith?
你只知道从哪里开始的。
You knew where to begin.
下一步你不知道。
But you don't know what is the next step.
每一步都靠天上的引导。
Every step of the way you are being guided by heaven.
神不是一下子看叫你从起点一直看到终点。
God did not show you the beginning and the end all at one go.
所以他出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。
So when Abraham went out, he did not know where he was going.
这就是信心的道路。
This is the way of faith.
那我们对于亚伯拉罕的故事太熟悉了。
So we know the story of Abraham.
但是我们今天特别要提醒弟兄姊妹一点。
But today we want to remind you, brothers and sisters.
刚刚得救的时候。
When he was saved,
刚刚脱离加勒底乌尔的时候
，When he left the Ur,
神呼召他
，He God called him,
呼召他到一个地方去
，To call him to a place,
他不知道什么地方
，He did not know where to go,
那个地方需要神将来指示给他
，And God need to show him that place,
你还记得吗
？Do you remember?
他终于到了那块地
，Finally he went to that place,
那个地方叫做示剑
，Sikkim。
这个示剑什么意思呢
？What is Sikkim's meaning？
示剑就是神的肩膀的意思。
That means it's the shoulders of God。
他不知道那是迦南地。
He did not know that place as land of Canaan。
但终于呢，他到了迦南地。
But finally he came to the land of Canaan。
那为什么示剑是神的两个肩膀呢
？Why is Sikkim the two shoulders of God？
因为慢慢你读圣经就明白了。
And if you read the Bible, you know that。
当他支搭帐幕的时候。
When he was building the tabernacle,
他看见前面有两座山。
He saw it before him the two mountains.
右边就是北边就是基利心山。
And
以巴路山，对不起，以巴路山。
And on the north is
yeah, 叫是叫做 Mount Ebal.
Mount Ebal.
然后呢，在南边就是他的左边。
On the south, which is to his left hand side,
那个山就是基利心山。基利心。Kerosene
Mountains.
Yeah. 所以这是两座山。
So there are two mountains.
一个在北边，一个在南边。
One on the north, one on the south.
所以当他支搭帐篷的时候
，When he was building the tabernacle,
他的脸是向着地中海的。
His face is faced with the Mediterranean.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you understand now?
神不是要把迦南美地给他吗
？God Didn't God promise him the land of Canaan?
你怎么形容迦南美地呢
？How do you describe that beautiful land?
圣经讲得很清楚。
The Bible described it this way.
从但到别是巴。
From Dan to Beersheba.
但是在黑门山下。
Dan is from under the Mount Hermon.
这个别是巴是在南地。
But Beersheba is in the south.
Negev. 那这个南地呢，是靠近撒哈拉沙漠的地方。
And that southern area is near Sahara Desert.
你知道撒哈拉大沙漠是全世界最大的沙漠。
We knew that that was the biggest desert in the world.
如果你来到了以色列的南部。
If you come to the south of Israel.
你发现 60% 都是沙漠。
We find that there are 60% of the land was its desert.
那就是圣经所说的干旱疲倦无人之地。
So this is a place that Bible describes as dry and without any human being.
所以当你形容迦南美地的时候。
So when you describe Canaan,
你很容易想到但是迦南美地。
You will not think of Dan as a beautiful land of Canaan.
因为它就在黑门山下。
Because it was under the Mount Hermon.
所以自然黑门的甘露就临到住在所有住在但的人。
And therefore, Mount Hermon and its dew were fill the lands of Dan.
但是最难叫人领会的。
But something that is causes unable to understand.
有个地方叫别什巴。
There was a place called Beersheba.
它是靠近南地。
It was near the south.
它是靠近撒哈拉大沙漠的。
It's near the desert land of Sahara.
神说我要把这块地给亚伯拉罕。
And God said, I want to give this land to Abraham.
从但到亚别什巴。
From Dan to Beersheba.
所以什么叫做迦南美地呢？
So what is the land of Canaan?
如果主把迦南美地给我们。
If God has given us this good land.
他不只让我们活在黑门山下。
Not only he wants us to live under Mount Hermon.
许多时候也把我们带到了撒哈拉大沙漠的边缘。
But sometimes he also brings us to the edge of the Sahara Desert.
神一面把玫瑰给我们。
On one hand, he gave us the roses.
另一面也把玫瑰上的刺给了我们。
He also given us the thorns on the roses.
我们以为说玫瑰才是迦南。
We thought roses are Canaan.
我们以为玫瑰上的刺一定不是迦南。
And we thought the thorns in the roses are not Canaan.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这就是神要给亚伯拉罕那块地。
This is the land God has given to the Abraham.
后来告诉亚伯拉罕说。
And God said to him.
你要起来纵横走遍这地。
And he said, you must rise up and walk through this land.
神不只给他看见东南西北整块的地。
God has shown him the north, east, south and west, the whole land.
那是客观的启示。
That is a very objective.
但是讲到迦南美地。
But we talk about the land of Canaan.
是可以经历的。
It's something that we can experience.
你不能一天到晚只讲道理的。
We cannot just talk about doctrines.
对亚伯拉罕来说。
To Abraham.
他可以从但一直走到别什巴。
He can walk from Dan to Beersheba.
这就是神给他的呼召。
This is the calling God gave him.
神要叫他承受这块地。
God want him to receive this land.
享受这块地。
To enjoy this land.
然后占有这块地。
And then occupy this land.
这是神对亚伯拉罕的旨意。
This is the will of God to Abraham.
非常清楚的。
Very clear.
那么这块地什么样一块地呢？
So what sort of land is that?
你看见吗？神的教育是慢慢渐进的。
That we can see that God's education is slowly improving.
起初最少你要看见这块地。
At first, you must see this land with your eyes.
神就给他开了个窗户。
And God has opened a window for him.
所以他就来到了世界。
So he came to Shechem.
这是迦南第一站。
This is the first step.
那为什么是迦南第一站呢？
Why was it the first station?
所以读圣经我们要明白了。
That we know that as we studied the Bible.
既然神是要把迦南美地给亚伯拉罕。
God wanted to give the whole land to Abraham.
那块地是从但到别什巴的。
That land is from Dan to Beersheba.
请大家回去。
Let's go back.
你从但到别什巴。
From Dan to Beersheba,
你在地图上画一条直线
and you draw a straight line on the map.
你要找它最中心的地方
Find the middle part of this line.
Middle point
of this line.
那个就是世界
That is Shechem.
所以什么叫世界呢？
So what is Shechem?
世界就是迦南的中心地，地理中心。
Shechem is basically the center focus of the land of Canaan.
所以在这一带，神就可以让他往南、往北、往西、往东，就看得很清楚。
So from that point, he can go east, north, south, and west to the whole land.
如果神呼召他把这块地给他
，If God has called him and given him this land,
神要让他看看这块地是怎样的块地。
God wants to show him what sort of land this is.
所以这里就需要神的肩膀。
So that's what we need the shoulders of God.
很明显，这两座山好像肩膀一样。
So these two mountains was like the shoulders.
明白吗？那现在问题在这里。
The problem is,
因为这个以巴路山是在北边。
And because one of the mountains is in the north.
然后呢，这个基利山是在南边。
And the other mountain was on the south.
所以亚拉伯拉罕支搭帐篷的时候，
So when Abraham built the tabernacle,
他面对两个山坡，
He faced with two hills, two mountains.
明白吗？一个是以巴路的山坡，
And one is a hill to the north.
一个呢是基利心山的山坡。
And the other mountains to the south.
很可惜，现在已经是不可能了。
Today is impossible.
在过去，我们带弟兄们一定到世界。
And in the past, we bring brothers and sisters to Sikkim.
我们可以站在一个地方，一面看见的是以巴路山，一边是基利心山。
We can actually stand there and saw the mountain to the north and the mountain to the south.
那么这两座山有什么特点呢？
And what's so special about them?
因为以巴路山是面向着撒哈拉大沙漠的。
Because one of the mountain, the north mountain to the north, is facing the Sahara Desert.
所以撒哈拉大沙漠的风吹过来的时候。
So when the wind blow from the desert.
所以以巴路山坡通通是一片的枯黄。
So basically, that northern mountain is full of yellowish,
你找不到生命的。
Yellowish sands, you cannot find in life.
为什么？为什么
？Why?
因为很明显的，所有的生命都被沙漠的风把它吹焦了。
Because all the life stock has, all the life has of the plant has been destroyed by the Sahara Desert.
但如果你看基利心山坡的话
，But if you look at the other mountain on the south,
很稀奇。
Amazingly,
因为它面向黑门山
，because it's facing Mount Hermon,
所以黑门山的甘露慢慢慢慢的借着微风的吹，就吹到了基利山坡。
And yet the Mount Hermon still will come to this mountain to the south.
所以你看见基利山山坡是一片翠绿的。
So it was full of greeneries and plants.
稀奇不稀奇
？Isn't that?
现在亚伯拉罕几乎是一脚踩在沙漠上，一脚踩在绿洲。
So it's like Abraham is one leg on the green land, one leg on desert.
他如果从但到别示巴要走160英里的路。
From Dan to Beersheba, he need to walk 160 miles.
但是神先给他开一个窗户。
But yet God has opened up a window for him.
你看看基利心山。
Look at that mountain to the south.
充满了生命。
Full of life.
这就是但。
This is Dan.
你看见以巴路山。
And look at the other mountain.
充满了死亡。
Full of death.
这就是别示巴。
That is like Beersheba.
如果你从但走到别示巴要160英里。
If you want to walk from Dan to Beersheba, that's 160 miles.
现在主要给他看见你所得这块地是什么样一块地。
So now God showed him the land that he wants him to possess.
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
现在如果你往这边看，那就是但。
If you look at this land as then,
往以巴路是看就是别示巴。
You look at the other side, it look like Beersheba.
这块地主要赐给他。
This land with two extremes, God want to give to him.
我们蒙恩得救以后，
after we got saved,
我们到底怎样跟随主来走这条路？
How do we follow the Lord to obey Him?
你看见永远是两个原则来支配我们。
We can see there are two principles that govern our life.
一个是生命树的原则。
One is the life, the tree of life.
一个是知识善恶树的原则。
One is the way of the tree of knowledge, good and evil.
所以保罗怎么说呢？
So what did Paul say?
他说如果我们体贴圣灵，我们体贴肉体。
So if we are near, draw near to the flesh.
结果 we set upon our mind on the flesh.
If we mind, we set our mind on the flesh.
这个就是死。
That is death.
但什么时候我们体贴圣灵？
Whenever we set our mind to the spirit.
它就是生命和平安。
Then we find life and peace.
所以明白吗？
So do you understand?
等到带保罗彼得，等到这个亚伯拉罕要走这条属天道路的时候。
When Abraham about to walk this heavenly journey,
他要看见只有两个原则来支配他。
He saw there are two principles governing his life.
如果他跟从圣灵，
if he follow the Holy Spirit,
所看见生命平安，
then he see life and peace.
那个自然就是基利心上的光景。
And so that is the situation of the south mountain of the south.
那如果他体贴肉体。
But if he draw near to his flesh,
那结果就是
flesh,
结果就是死。
Then you'll be death.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见到处给你的感觉是充满了死亡。
So we can see that if you mind the things of the flesh, everything you saw, you touch is death.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
这是恩召的指望。
This is the hope of our calling.
本来我们是没有盼望。
In the past, we have no hope.
但只要我们体贴圣灵。
But if we draw near to the flesh,
我们就好像吃了
to the Holy Spirit,
生命树的果子一样。
Then we, as if we have tasted the fruit of life,
我们就能够过得胜的生活。
Of life, we can live the victorious life.
我们对撒旦永远说不。
Then we always say no to Satan.
We always
say yes to God the
Father. And
therefore we shall grow up together.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget.
亚伯拉罕的故事,
Abraham's story.
如果光停在这里, 我们不知道什么叫做神的肩膀。
If we just stop there, we will not understand what it means by God's shoulder.
在亚伯拉罕的时候,
at Abraham's time,
因为他没有儿子,
because he has no children,
当他看见以巴路山的时候,
when he saw the mountain to the north,
是一片的枯黄, 如此而已,
it was all full of yellow sand.
然后看见基利心山是一片的翠绿,
and saw the mountain to the south is full of greenery.
一面叫你想起但, 一面叫你想起别是吧。
So one show you the picture of Dan, the other show you a picture of Beersheba.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
神应许要把他的子孙赐给亚伯拉罕。
God has promised that Abraham will have descendants.
在亚伯拉罕的时候，他的经历是个人的经历。
So in Abraham's time, his experience was very personal.
等到他有子孙的时候，那就是团体的经历。
But when he has children, that was a corporate experience.
每个基督徒也是这样。
Every Christian is the
same. 我们每一个人都有个人的经历。
Every one of us Christian, we have our personal experience.
但是不要忘记，如果神把子孙赐给我们。
But if God has given us descendants,
如果你遇见你的弟兄和你的姊妹,
if you met your brothers and your sisters,
现在你不只认识神的肩膀, 因为这是你个人的经历,
now you not only know the shoulders of God, that's your personal experience,
所以等到到了约书亚的时候,
when you come to the book of Joshua,
你看见亚伯拉罕的子孙像海边的沙那么多, 像天上的星那么多,
we can see the descendants of Abraham is like the sandstone by the seashore, the stars in the sky.
神对摩西怎么说呢?
And what did the Lord say to Moses?
他说你们进到迦南以后,
he said once you enter the land of Canaan,
你们要到以巴路山跟基利山神那里,
you go to that two mountains, one to the north and south.
六个支派站在以巴路山,
Six tribes will stand on the one of the mountain to the north.
宣布咒诅,
and it that declare
a curse. 为什么?
Why?
因为那是一片的枯黄，没有生命。
Because it has no life, it's full of yellow.
但是六个支派要站在基利心山上。
But six other tribes will stand on the mountain of the south.
要宣告神的祝福。
They will declare the blessings of God.
明白吗，弟兄姊妹?
Do you know, brothers?
对亚伯拉罕来讲，这是第一站。
To Abraham, that was the first stop.
对亚伯拉罕的子孙来讲，是第一站，也是最后的一站。
To the descendants of Abraham, that was the first and last stop.
所以这就是为什么，当这个约书亚带领这个以色列人进迦南的时候。
So when Joshua led the people of Israel into the good land of Canaan.
他打完了胜仗，把这个耶利哥城拿下了以后。
When he fought the victory and conquered Jericho.
如果你懂得兵家的定律的话。
If you know the rules of the military strategy,
因为那个时候，这个约书亚是在平原上打仗的。
We knew that Joshua fought the battle on a plain ground.
但是神的命令是什么？
But what was God's command?
你们要赶快的到这个以巴路山跟这个基利心山。
That God's command to them, to him, is to actually go to that two mountains.
但是对于在平原里面的约书亚来说，
but to the one that was fighting the battle on the plain,
那是在中央山脉上面。
It was basically between the two mountains.
所以你记得吗？中央山脉就好像我现在所给大家看的一样。
It's something that I show you now.
那么亚伯拉罕他们所走的路刚好是在中央山脉最高的地方。
So when Abraham walked, he basically walked on the middle ground. Between the two mountains.
所以最好的路是什么路呢?
So what is the best road to travel?
就是最高的地方。
It's the highest place, the ridge.
因为水一部分往这边流，一部分往这边流。
Because the water will fall on either side.
所以那就是亚伯拉罕的道路，属天的道路。
So that is Abraham's way, a heavenly journey.
明白吗？亚伯拉罕不知不觉地到了世界。
So Abraham came to second.
这就是保罗说，这就是圣经所说的，我们与基督一同坐在天上。
It's like what the Bible says, we are sitting in the heavenlies with Christ.
但是与基督一同坐在天上是我们的地位，也应该是我们的经历。
Sitting with Christ in the heavenlies is also must not just a position, but also our experience.
对亚伯拉罕来讲是地位。
To Abraham, that was a position.
对亚伯拉罕的子孙来讲是个经历。
But to his descendant, that was their experience.
所以他们要在海平面底下400公尺。
So they had to be at the sea level 400 feet.
一直要爬到海平面上1000公尺。
Until they climb up to 1,000 feet.
明白吗，弟兄
姊妹？
那现在爱城在什么地方呢？
Where is the city of Ai?
爱城不是很小吗？
Isn't that a small place?
你打完了这个耶利哥以后，那要把爱城拿下来啊。
You have fought, you conquered Jericho, you must conquer Ai.
那你为什么匆匆忙忙要把爱城拿下来呢？
Why must you take it down immediately?
因为他们要顺服神的旨意。
Because they must obey God's will.
神的话老早告诉他们。
God has told them that.
你进到迦南。
When you enter the Canaan.
你要赶紧，你要到那个地方去。
You must straight away go to that place.
所以他们就在爱城就打起来了。
And they fought the next battle at Ai.
没有想到爱城啊，就再是居高临下的。
And but yet I was on the higher place looking down.
如果这是伯特利的话，
If this is Bethel,
如果伯特利是在最高的地方，
If Bethel is on the highest place,
爱就在他旁边一点点，
And I just right next to it.
所以约书亚如果要上来攻打他们的话，
If Joshua need to come out and fought that city,
他们只要用石头一滚就把他们打败了。
All the I people I need to do is to roll down the stones and will defeat Joshua.
所以按道理来讲，他们没有可能打完这个胜仗。
So in the sense that Joshua had no chance to win the fight.
但是为什么一定要把爱拿下来呢？
But how could they conquer I?
因为伯特利什么意思？
What is Bethel?
伯特利就是神的家。
Bethel is the house of God.
你记不记得雅各做了个梦？
Remember Jacob has a dream.
他说这是神的殿，也是天的门。
He said, "This is the gate of heaven. This is the house of God."
如果当时亚伯拉罕所看见是神的肩膀，
If Abraham just saw the shoulders of God,
那保罗用今天的话来说，就好像我们与基督一同坐在天上一样。
It's like what Paul said, "We are sitting in the heavenlies with Christ."
但是就着经历来说。
But according to experience,
如果你要达到属天的经历，
If you want to enter the heavenly experience,
你一定要经过天的门。
You must go through the gate of heaven.
所以你要把天的门拿下来，一定要把爱拿下来。
So in order to conquer, to gain the gate of heaven, you must conquer I.
所以你看，没有多久以后。
So after a short while,
他们果然把爱城拿下来。
Surely enough, they have conquered that city.
起头他们打了败仗。
At first, they were defeated.
后来神告诉他们说。
Then God showed them.
你一定要有伏兵才可以。伏兵。伏兵就是 ambush.
You must actually have ambush.
如果没有伏兵，你不会打胜仗。
Without the ambush, you cannot win the battle.
所以你看，约书亚就带着他的百姓，就走他原来那个山谷，就往上去。
So Joshua brought his people and go along the valley towards the mountain.
那么爱的人看见敌人来了。
And when I saw the enemies are coming.
那个时候呢，约书亚假装逃跑。
And Joshua pretend to run away.
所以呢，他们就从里面爱城里面就出来了。
So the people from the city of Ai came out to chase after them.
那么在伯特利的人也同时从他城里跑出来了。
And people from Bethel also come out from the city.
就在这个时候。
At that time.
圣经告诉我们说。
The Bible told us.
原来在伯特利跟爱的中间。
Actually, between Bethel and Ai.
神告诉约书亚，你要埋一下伏兵才可以。
That you must have ambush army.
所以等到爱城人出来追赶敌人的时候，
So when city people from the city of Ai came out to chase after the enemy,
没有想到这个伏兵就进到城里面，把火就烧起来了。
And the ambush army went into the city to burn the city.
所以等到爱的人看见自己的城被火烧了，
So when the people of Ai saw their city was in fire,
他要回头来救他的城的时候，
They want to come back to save or salvage
the city. 结果发现是被敌人刚好两面夹攻。
They discovered that they were ambushed from both sides by their enemies.
那么要记得弟兄姊妹。
Remember, brothers and sisters.
以色列人在旷野里面40年。
The people of Israel was in the wilderness for 40 years.
他跑路比别人都快。
They can run faster than anyone else.
但是在旷野里面，你希望能够攻一座城，要把那座城拿下来，那是很不容易、很不容易的事。
But in the wilderness, try to fought a castle and try to conquer it is quite difficult.
所以约书亚做什么事呢？
So what did Joshua do?
他每次都是引蛇出洞的。
Every time he fought the battle, he always tried to lead the enemies out.
如果蛇在爱城一点办法也没有。
If the snake was in the city of Ai, he cannot do nothing.
你看印度有伏兵的缘故。
But because of ambush.
很清楚吗？你看现在他们往外逃。
Now,
跑的时候
when they are coming out from their city,
稀奇得很
amazingly,
主的话不是对他们说吗
didn't God's word say to them,
凡你们脚掌所踏之地
every piece of land your foot step on,
都是你们的
will be yours.
那么弟兄姊妹当敌人在前面跑约书亚他们在后面追的时候
so when the animals at the front and then Joshua was chasing after them,
表面上是追赶敌人
On one hand, they are chasing after the enemy.
凡是他们脚掌所踏之地。
But wherever they are step, their foot step on.
神说这都是他们的。
God said, all these are yours.
所以你看见吗
？So can you see that?
第二代就是亚伯拉的子孙，果然打了胜仗。
Surely the second generation, the descendants of Abraham, they fought the victory.
所以没有多久以后
，After that,
他们就到了以巴路山。
They were able to go to the mountain of the north.
就到了以基利心山。
To go to the mountain to the south.
六个支派。
Six nations.
六个支派。
Six tribes by each mountain.
他们宣告咒诅，也他们也宣告生命。
They declare curses. They also declare life and blessings.
那个时候，神的话。
And God's word.
摩西写下来的话，已经是在约柜的旁边。
So when Moses recorded this down, it was by the side of the ark of the covenant.
在亚伯拉罕的时候。
In the time of Abraham,
只是个帐篷
it was just a tabernacle.
只有神的应许
there was only the promise of God.
现在不一样了
now it's different.
现在所有的梦都实现了
now all the dreams have been fulfilled.
你看见吗？十个、七个、六个支派，六个支派
six tribes and six tribes to both
sides. 代表那个神的后，代表亚伯拉罕像海边的沙，像海天空的，像天空的星那么多。
They represent the descendants of Abraham like the stars in the sky and sands by the seashore.
所以你看见这是神在亚伯拉罕身上的带领。
So you can see this is the guidance of God in the life of Abraham.
当他是一个人的时候
One, when he was just by himself.
那个经历是个人的经历。
His experience was personal.
现在有了团体的经历。
Now his descendant has a corporate experience.
但是不要忘记啊。
But don't forget.
个人的经历和团体的经历是发生关系的。
There is a relationship between personal and corporate relationships.
你记不记得亚伯拉罕筑了四座的祭坛
Remember that Abraham had built four altars.
第一座当然在世间
Of course, the first one was at Shechem.
第二座我们都知道刚好是在爱城和伯特利的中间
And the second altar was built between the city of Ai and city of Bethel.
为什么在爱城伯特利跟爱的中间
Why was it between these two cities?
当你解释亚伯拉罕一生你搞不懂你不清楚
When you try to explain Abraham's life, you cannot understand.
现在你明白过来
But now you know.
不是什么地方都可以摆下伏兵的
It is not any place you can set your ambush soldiers.
神告诉约书亚
God has showed Joshua.
乃是在爱跟伯特利的中间
It was between I and Bethel that you set your ambush.
那是刚刚好亚伯拉罕第二座祭坛的地方。
That was actually the place where Abraham set his second altar.
哪里有奉献
？Where there is a sacrifice.
哪里有敬拜
？Where there's worship.
哪里就有得胜的生活
？There will be victorious life.
这个得胜的秘诀是因为有伏兵。
There is the key to victory because there's an ambush army.
那因为神在这里率领我们得胜。
Because God was there leading them, they can have the victory.
他的原则还是根据过去的原则。
The principle is still following the past principle.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹
？So, brothers and sisters,
很明显，在亚伯拉罕的时候
，at Abraham's time，
讲到神的肩膀
，we talk about the shoulders of God，
很清楚的
，quite clearly。
但是过了几百年以后
，after a few hundred years，
见证产生了。
That we have the testimony.
现在我们可以说不再是个人的亚伯拉罕
，no longer a personal Abraham，
是团体的亚伯拉罕
，but there's a corporate Abraham。
所有他的子孙都在亚伯拉罕的里面
，so all his descendants are in Abraham。
亚伯拉罕的经历，个人的和团体的，可以说完全一模一样的。
So in a sense, Abraham's personal experience is exactly the same as the corporate experience of his descendants。
不过到了他的子孙。
When we come to his children, his descendants, It's become clearer.
那幅图画就更清楚。
That picture was clearer.
大家还记得吗？
Brother and sister, do you know?
当大祭司来到神面前。
When the great high priest come before God.
他是胸部有十二个宝石。
On his chest, there are 12 precious stones.
他来到神面前。
He came before God.
好像怀着所有神的儿女百姓来到神面前。
It's like he's containing or carrying all the 12 tribes of people of Israel, God's people to him.
讲到神的肩膀。
Talking about the shoulders of God.
讲到事件的经历。
Talking about the experience in second.
现在我们清楚了。
Now we understand.
在大祭司的右肩膀跟左肩膀上。
On the left and right shoulders of the great high priest.
六个支派跟六个支派。
Six tribes and six tribes.
六个支派宣布咒诅，六个支派宣布得胜。
Six tribes declare curses, six tribes declare blessings.
亚伯罕得胜的秘诀在哪里？
So where was the secret of Abraham's victory?
他体贴肉体就是死，他体贴圣灵就是生命和平安。
When he minds the things of the flesh, it's death. When he minds the things of the spirit, it's life and peace.
那么他子孙得胜的秘诀在哪里？
And what are the secret of his descendants' victory?
当我们团体的来到一起来聚集的时候，我们的原则在哪里？
When we corporately gathering together, what is our principle?
还是体贴圣灵的是生命平安，体贴肉体就是死。
In the same way, if we mind the things of the flesh, it is death. Mind the things of the spirit, it is life and peace.
所以这就是什么？这就是整个迦南美地的护照。
So this is the whole calling of the land of Canaan.
所以神呼召亚伯拉罕到迦南。
So when God called Abraham to Canaan,
是要叫他从但走到别是巴。
It's to want him to go from Dan to Beersheba.
所以你记不记得那个故事？
So do you know this story?
最后神一定要做断奶的工作。
So in the end, God must stop feeding him milk.
因为亚伯拉罕年纪到底大了。
Because Abraham was big, old enough.
他没有儿女。
He has no children.
那万一中风了怎么办？
What if he has a stroke?
所以最好就把罗德带着，到底是年轻人。
So he brought along Lot.
所以年轻人把罗德带着。
To bring this young man called Lot.
神明明说你要离开夫家本地本族，然后来到加勒底乌尔，然后离开加勒底乌尔。
God has called him to leave the land of the Chaldeans and to come out from his people, from his family.
结果没有想到亚伯拉还带着尿片到处走的。
And yet, God, Abraham brought with him a nappies for his young one.
我女儿小的时候，忽然半夜醒过来。
When my daughter was young, one night he woke up. She woke up.
她拼命叫，拼命喊呐。
She was screaming and shouting.
她到处一直抓抓，一直抓到一片尿布，她就睡着了。
And if she can find a piece of nappy and hold on to it, she found comfort and go back to sleep.
所以我的小女儿小的时候，一天到晚就拿一块尿片到处走。
So when my daughter was young, she was carrying with her a piece of nappy everywhere.
但是，断奶的时候要到了。
But there will be a time where he must be stopped.
那是件非常痛苦的事。
That will be something hard for him.
因为断奶不光是儿女哭，做母亲的也哭。
Because not only it is hard for the children, it's hard for the parents as well.
所以最后断奶的时候到了。
So there will be a time for him to be cut off.
然后亚伯拉罕就对罗德说。
To be stopped feeding.
你向东，我就向西。
So Abraham said to Lot, "You go to the east, I'll go to the west."
按理来讲，应该罗德先让叔叔来拣选那块地。
Shouldn't Lot be allowing his uncle to choose first?
结果他选择了有一块，就是索多玛、俄摩拉那一带。
Yet Lot chose first, and he chose Sodom and Gomorrah.
然后渐渐挪移帐篷，直到索多玛、俄摩拉。
And slowly he built his tabernacle until he reached that place.
他们分手是在伯特利嘛。
So they departed at Bethel.
你向南，我就向北。
If you go to the south, we go to I'm going to the north.
所以等到真的断奶以后。
So after God stopped feeding them milk.
现在神把他带到最高点。
Now God want to bring him to a higher experience.
以巴路山的最高点是整个中央山脉最高的地方。
The mountain to the north, the highest peak is actually the highest ridge.
比希伯伦还要高。
It's higher than Hebron.
如果你真的站在最高点的话。
If you stand on the highest peak.
你往北看。
If you look to the north.
黑门山。
You saw Mount Hermon.
你往南看。
You look to the south.
可以一直看到撒哈拉大沙漠。
You can see the great desert of Sahara.
往西看。
to the west.
你可以看到地中海。
You can see the Mediterranean.
往东看。
To the east.
你可以看着死海，也可以看到加利利海。
You can see the Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在他终于看见了。
Now he finally saw.
在世间他只看见一个窗户。
In second, he saw just a window.
现在他得着启示。
Now he saw he had revelation.
因为他学了断奶的功课。
He has learned to be cut off from milk.
神让他看见往东、往西、往南、往北。
And God now showed him the whole panorama of the land he is beginning. 凡
是他所看见的
，whatever he saw，
都是亚伯拉罕的。
Everything that he saw will belong to Abraham.
但是不止如此。
Not just that.
神怎么说呢
？God said this to him.
你要起来，纵横走遍这地。
You must rise up and walk through the whole land.
神对亚伯拉罕的吩咐。
And the command to Abraham
就是对他子孙的吩咐。
It's the command to his children and descendants.
凡你们脚掌所踏之地都是你们的。
Every piece of land your foot trotted on will be yours.
在亚伯拉罕的时候
，At Abraham's time,
是个人的经历。
It was personal.
但是不要忘记，迦南美地不是亚伯拉罕一个人可以享受尽的。
The land of Canaan cannot be just enjoyed by one person called Abraham.
这就为什么神要把他的子孙赐给他。
That's why God wants to give him descendants.
这是为什么主把教会赐给我们。
That's why God given us the church.
你今天所经历的基督。
The Christ you experience today.
最多是该恩夫人所看见所享受的。
It was just like what Madame Guyon can have saw and experienced and enjoyed.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
只有和众圣徒在一起的时候。
Only when you are together with all the saints.
我们才知道基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
Then we can know the height and the depth and the width and the breadth of the love of Christ.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹
？Brothers and sisters.
主如果给亚伯拉罕应许
，the promise that God has given Abraham.
主如果只给他那块地
，if he only given him that small piece of land.
他又没有儿女
，yet he had no children.
他要这块地做什么
？What does he want that piece of land for?
他有这么大的房子做什么
？He has such a big house for what?
我看见在美国一座很有成就的人，有很大很大的房子。
I saw a man, a rich man in America, build a big house for himself.
有一个房间叫做公主房。
There was a room called princess room.
有一个房子叫做王子房。
And there's a princess room.
他们希望有两个公主，有三个王子住在同一栋大楼里。
He was hoping there'll be two princesses and three princes to stay with him.
他们真的可以说什么都是他们。
In the sense that everything they can see will belong to them.
没有子孙。
But yet he has no descendants.
没有后裔。
No children.
整栋房子好像在嘲笑他一样。
Then the whole big house is like laughing at him.
明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
Do you know that, brothers and sisters?
如果神呼召亚伯拉罕，
If God called Abraham,
而亚伯拉罕又没有儿女，
And yet Abraham had no children.
那这些的应许不是等于在嘲笑亚伯拉罕吗？
Then shouldn't that all those promises be like laughter? Laughing at him.
但是感谢主，亚伯拉罕凭着自己不能够生出儿女来。
Brothers and sisters, Abraham cannot have children by himself.
你看见在恩典中，没事是神是使无变为有的神。
God is a God who turned nothing to something.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
在他快100岁的时候
，When he was nearly 100 years old,
凭着自己怎么样也不能生出以撒来。
By himself, he cannot have Isaac.
他最大的本领是生以实玛利。
And the biggest things he could have done is to have Ishmael.
现在以实玛利的后裔跟以撒的后裔世世代代为仇。
Now Ishmael's descendants and Isaac's descendants now always enemies throughout generations.
最长的长恨歌不是白居易写的，是亚伯拉罕写的。
The longest poem of Our sorrows is not the one by the Chinese people, but by this tribes.
所以弟兄姊妹、
so、
现在问题就是亚伯拉罕最有本领最有力量的时候他的贡献就是以实玛利。
When Abraham was at his strongest, the most he can contribute was Ishmael.
从圣灵生的是圣灵，从肉体生的永远是肉体。
Whatever is born of the flesh is flesh. Whatever is born of the spirit is of the spirit.
所以感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
So thank the Lord, brothers.
现在你看见说，在亚伯拉罕身上不光是那块地。
So in Abraham's life, not just that piece of land.
代表基督那测不透的丰富。
That represent the unsearchable riches of Christ.
是来谁来享受这块地
？But who are to enjoy that piece of land?
一面来讲是亚伯拉罕。
Surely Abraham has enjoyed.
但另一方面来讲，
On the other hand,
一直等到他的子孙像海边的沙，像天上的星那么多的时候。
When the time has come, his descendants like the stars in the sky, the sand on the seashore.
但他们遍满全地。
When they're covering the earth,
他们把整个的迦南地完全占有了。
When they fully occupy the whole land of Canaan,
整个迦南变成他们产业的时候。
And the whole Canaan became their inheritance.
现在我们可以说。
Now we can say.
最后，神在亚伯拉罕身上的目的终于达到。
At last.The purpose in Abraham God has for him has been fulfilled.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
我们讲的呼召都是讲的个人的呼召。
When we talk about calling, we seem to always focus on personal calling.
我们从来没有想到团体的呼召。
We never think about the calling of the church.
明白吗？我们曾经有一次听见一个呼召，我们要往迦南地区。
Once we heard a calling that we must go to the land Canaan and we follow.
这是我们得救的故事。
That is the story of our salvation.
我们以为这样就完了。
We thought that is enough.
但是不止如此。
But that's not the end.
弟兄姊妹，你如果仔细的去看亚伯拉罕的一生。
When you look at the whole life of Abraham.
在加勒底乌尔的时候。
When he was at the land of the Chaldeans.
神就呼召他往一个地方去。
God has called him to go to a place.
他是不知道。
He did not know where to go.
需要神启示给他。
God needs to reveal to him.
所以启示是很重要的。
So revelation was important.
但是光有启示不够。
But that is not enough.
神要他享受主所启示给他的。
God wants him to enjoy what he has revealed to him.
这就是亚伯拉罕第一次蒙召。
That was the first time Abraham was called.
但是很可惜，我们读圣经就读到这里就完了。
Unfortunately, we may stop there as we read the Bible.
我们觉得这就是亚伯拉罕一生最好的经历。
We thought that was the best experience of Abraham.
但是我没有想到。
But we never knew.
亚伯拉罕一生一共筑了四座的祭坛。
God has, Abraham has built four altars.
祭坛是指的奉献来说的。
Each of the altar points to sacrifice.
所以你看见亚伯拉罕一生是渐渐成长的。
So Abraham was slowly growing in maturity.
每一次的奉献。
Every time he offered to God.
就证明他长进了。
It shows that he is growing.
他更上一层楼了。
He's going higher.
明白吗
?Brothers and sisters.
他从世界就到了伯特利。
He came to Sichem. He go to Bethel.
就到了希伯伦。
From Bethel, he go to Hebron.
那希伯伦什么意思？
What does that mean?
希伯伦就是与神交通的意思。
Hebron means having fellowship with God.
所以当他学习与主交通的时候，
When he learned to have fellowship with God,
他忽然有个消息来了。
Suddenly there was news.
说是他的侄儿罗德被掳了。
He heard that his nephew Lot has been captured.
那叫罗德是一直叫亚伯拉罕伤心。
We knew that Lot always caused grief to Abraham.
如果是我们听见这个消息的话，
If we heard that's news,
我们说好了，现在让他好好学学功课。
And we said, well, good, let him learn his lessons.
你让他被掳，让他学好了功课，他就会走这条路。
And if he learned his lesson, he will learn to come back to the right path.
但是稀奇的很啊。
But amazingly,
当消息传到亚伯拉罕的耳朵，
When Abraham heard that news,
亚伯拉罕忘记他的侄儿怎样得罪他。
He forgotten how his nephew caused him grief.
他家里总共只有318个人。
He only had 318.
这310个人不是受过正规军事训练的一般的。
The 318 men have not been trained to fight.
他什么都没有想。
He never think about.
他只想到爱弟兄。
At think about the cause. He just think about loving his brother.
他只想怎么样能挽回我的弟兄。
He said, "How can I save my brother?"
那眼看着这些人要把他的弟兄要被掳到幼发拉底河那边去了。
When he saw the enemies are taking his brother to go to the Euphrates.
因为这个军队是远征军，是常胜军。
Because this army who captured him came from a faraway place.
他们就是幼发拉底河那边的。
They live on the other side of the river Euphrates.
所以如果现在他的弟兄被掳到巴比被掳到那边去。
If his brethren is to be captured and taken to that faraway place.
他当然要学他的功课。
Surely he will learn his lesson.
不过他学的功课是爱弟兄。
But he needs to learn the lesson of loving his brother.
不管他怎样得罪我，
no matter how he has sinned against
me, 我要抢救他回来。
I must save him.
他忘记了，
he forgot.
他是拿鸡蛋来打石头的。
He forgotten that he was like an egg trying to hit the rock.
因为那个军队乃是巴比伦所带领的军队。
Because that army he was facing with was like the armies of Babylon.
结果就是要把罗德带到幼发拉底河那边去。
Is to take a Lot to the other side of River Euphrates.
你想想看，自从亚伯拉罕信了主以后。
After Abraham followed the Lord,
那大胆撒旦就失去了一个很重要的人物。
Surely Satan had lost an important person.
你觉得罗德是撒旦心中所想念的人吗？
Do you think Lot is someone that Satan would love to think about?
罗德是没有光的。
No, Lot has no light.
他完全在舅舅的，在叔叔的光底下。
He actually living under the light of his uncle.
你明白吗？所以他根本没有意向那个人。
He's a person without vision.
所以这样的人撒旦没有兴趣的。
So Satan actually not interested in him.
但是撒旦对亚伯拉罕有兴趣。
But Satan is interested in Abraham.
你明白吗？他希望有一天亚伯拉罕能回到幼发拉底河那边。
He hoping that one day Abraham can go back to the other side of Euphrates.
他知道亚伯拉罕不会来的。
He knew Abraham would not return.
但是他知道亚伯拉罕爱弟兄。
But he knew Abraham loved his brethren.
这是他的弱点。
That was his weakness.
如果你能对准他的弱点，你就得罪亚伯拉罕了。
If you can hit his weak point, you can hit the man.
所以最后就把亚伯拉罕就带回了幼发拉底河那边。
So try to bring Abraham across the river Euphrates, go to the other side.
那是第一次给我们看见。
But that time it showed us that.
那个对抗是巴比伦和耶路撒冷的对抗。
That battle is between Babylon and Jerusalem.
表面上是战争。
Outwardly is like a battle.
那是第一次巴比伦跟耶路撒冷对抗，怎么知道呢？
That was the first time Babylon at war with Jerusalem.
等到亚伯拉罕回来的时候。
When Abraham came back.
是耶路撒冷王去迎接他的。
It was the king of Salem came to receive him.
所以在人看不见的地方。
So in a place where man cannot see,
有一场属灵的战争。
There was a spiritual battle.
是巴比伦和耶路撒冷的战争。
It was actually a battle between Babylon and Jerusalem.
那个焦点是谁呢？
And the focus is who?
焦点当然是亚伯拉罕。
The focus was Abraham.
所以亚巴比伦巴不得能亚伯拉罕就带回到幼发拉底那边去。
So Babylon, Satan wanted Babylon to bring Abraham back to Babylon.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神出来干涉了。
God came and interrupted.
因为这是耶路撒冷和巴比伦中间的对抗。
Because there was a battle between Babylon and Jerusalem.
所以是撒冷王解释给亚伯拉罕听。
So say the king of Salem have explained to Abraham.
是至高的神把他交在你的手里。
It was the God of the Most High had handed your enemies to your hands.
稀奇不稀奇？
Isn't that amazing?
他爱弟兄爱这个地步。
He loved his brethren so much.
他不怕。
He not afraid.
但是后来他怕了。
But later on he became afraid.
你读到十五章，他怕起来了。
Chapter 15, suddenly Abraham became afraid.
所以神说你不要怕。
And God said to him, do not be afraid.
当你在整个过程里面，爱弟兄过程里面，什么代价都可以付。
When you're willing to pay your price to love your brethren,
但你坐下来好好计算代价的时候，
but when you sit down and count the cost,
好惊险啊！
So dangerous.
那次如果不是耶路撒冷干涉的话，
that time unless Jerusalem have interrupted,
亚伯拉罕已经被掳到那边去了。
Abraham would have been captured and taken to the other side.
但是感谢主，
but we thank the Lord.
神不会错。
God was never before.
亚伯拉罕有个单纯的心。
Abraham has a pure heart.
这样的人最好骗了。
It's easy to be deceived.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but brothers and sisters,
如果你是单纯活在主面前，
if you live before God,
到了时候神要干涉的。
In the end, God will interrupt.
所以感谢主，因着这个缘故。
For that reason.
那么亚伯拉罕就把他的侄儿就抢回来。
Abraham was able to save his nephew from the enemy's hands.
那你去读圣经。
Go and read your Bible.
亚伯拉罕呢，要追他这些，追他，要把他侄儿打回来，拽回来。
For Abraham to chase after the enemies to save his nephew.
他一直追到什么地方呢？
Where did he go?
圣经说他追到但。
God said that he chased until Dan.
稀奇不稀奇，弟兄姊妹？
Isn't that amazing?
他只要爱弟兄啊。
He just wanted to love the brother.
他心里没有想到说，原来神的旨意是从但到别是巴。
And now he knew that it was from Dan to Beersheba, that is God's will for him.
他现在慢慢往西伯伦走。
At first he went to Hebron.
最后当然就到别示巴呀。
In the end he will go to Beersheba.
那最多是中一半的道路啊。
And at least he will go to half the way.
但神的旨意是要他从东旦到别示巴。
But God's purpose is from Dan to Beersheba.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
他没有说我一定要照着神的旨意，我要享受基督那测不得的丰富。
And he did not say that I want to see the unsearchable riches of Christ.
他没有想到。
He did not know that.
他爱弟兄的时候。
When he loved the brother.
他不知不觉的就到了但了。
Suddenly he reached Dan.
这就给我们看见我们怎样蒙恩得救以后享受基督那测不得的丰富。
So it shows us how after we became a believers, how can we enjoy the unsearchable riches of Christ.
所以感谢主他是到过但。
Yes, he has gone to Dan.
为什么到过但？
Why?
因为他有座祭坛是希伯伦。
Because he has set an altar at Hebron.
在与神交通的时候。
At a place where he had fellowship with God.
所有的怒气都过去了。怒气。所有怒气。
All his anger passed away.
所有过去所受的伤统统忘记。
All the pain he has forgotten.
Forgive and forget. 他不止忘记了，而且他也赦免了。
He forgave, he also forget all that he was offended against him.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank,
只有一个与主有交通的人。
When someone had fellowship with God,
他才不知不觉地到了但。
Suddenly, he found himself at Dan.
所以你看见亚伯拉罕当然就长进了。
So we can see that Abraham grew.
但是感谢主。
By praise the Lord.
到了最后。
At the end.
神终于把以撒给了他。
Finally, God has given him Isaac.
生以撒是神的旨意。
To have Isaac is God's will.
那为什么神要叫他献以撒呢？
Then why did he was asked to offer Isaac up?
所以在这个时候。
That was the time.
就在创世纪第二十二章的时候。
In Genesis chapter 22.
我们好不好看翻开来读一下。
Can we turn to that chapter and read a few verses?
创世纪二十二章。
Genesis 22.
第一节，这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说，亚伯拉罕，他说，我在这里。
Now it came to pass after these things, verse 1, that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am.
神说你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒往摩利亚地去。
And he said, Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah.
在我所要指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。
And offer him there as a burnt offering as one of the mount, at one, on one of the mountains on which I shall tell you.
这是亚伯拉罕最后一座祭坛。
That was the last altar of Abraham.
每一座祭坛就好像函数表一样，知道是亚伯拉罕慢慢慢慢的成熟了。
Every altar signifying the spiritual growth of Abraham.
他在加勒底乌尔的时候。
When he was at the Ur of Chaldeans.
当然他应该听见声音说你从加勒底的乌尔出来。
He heard a voice that come out from that land to go.
我把一块地赐给你。
I'll give you another piece of land.
那块地我要指示给你。
And I'll show you the land.
你还不知道什么样的一块地。
You do not know what sort of land it is.
然后你要享受那块地。
But you must enjoy that land.
明白吗？那是第一次呼召。
That was the first calling.
现在亚伯拉罕又来到他一生很重要的关口。
And now Abraham come to a very important part of his life.
神说你带着你独生的儿子以撒。
God said to him, bring your only son, Isaac.
往摩利亚地去。
Go to the land of Moriah.
摩利亚地有很多的山。
There are many mountains in Moriah.
有一座山是你不知道的。
But there was a mountain that you do not know.
就好像迦南地当初是你所不知道的。
Just like the land of Canaan, at first you did not know.
现在在迦南里有一座山是你所不知道的。
Now then, in this land of Moriah, there's a mountain you do not know.
你在迦南地，我做梦也没有想到迦南美地。
When you are in the land of Chaldeans, you did not know about land of Canaan.
你在迦南美地，你做梦也没有想到那一座山。
But when you are in the land of Canaan, you did not know this mountain.
明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
Brothers and sisters,
你到了那里，你就清楚，你就明白了。
But when you go there, you will understand.
所以感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters.
这是主对亚伯拉罕最后的一次呼召。
That was the last calling God gave to Abraham.
最后的呼召就证明说，现在亚伯拉罕慢慢慢慢开始成熟。
The last calling shows that Abraham now became more and more mature.
但是请记得。
But remember,
等到他真的把亚伯拉罕要献，真的把以撒献上的时候，
when he finally offered Isaac to God,
第十一节，
verse 11,
耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说，亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。
But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham.
你有没有觉得，这里神不说一声亚伯拉罕？
God did not just say Abraham.
亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。
But twice he said, Abraham, Abraham.
这个呼召是双重的呼召。
So this is a double calling.
也是最后的一次呼召。
And the last calling.
弟兄姊妹，感谢主。
Brother and sister, praise the Lord.
你蒙恩得救的时候。
When you were saved.
主呼召你跟随他。
God called you to follow him.
所以你就遇见你的弟兄和姊妹。
So you met your brothers and sisters.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
如果你真的成熟了。
Once you became mature.
你真的长进了。
When you grow up.
你不可能只像盖恩夫人一样。
You won't be just like Madame Guillaume.
你看见这里有第二个呼召。
There's a second calling.
这个呼召是个团体的呼召。
This is a corporate calling.
那这个呼召是怎么一回事呢？
How does that come about?
我想弟兄姊妹读下去你就很清楚了。
If you continue reading, you understand.
为什么亚伯拉罕献以撒不在厨房里就献上了？
Why didn't Abraham offer Isaac at the place where he departs?
为什么亚伯拉罕不就在他附近的山上就把以撒献上了？
Why didn't Abraham just offer Isaac at one of the mountains nearby him?
为什么要走三天的路程？
Why must he travel for 3 days?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
后来我们都知道，
Later on we found out,
亚伯拉罕献以撒的那座山，
The mountain that Abraham offered Isaac,
就是后来的耶路撒冷。
It was later on the city of Jerusalem.
如果亚伯拉罕靠住以撒的话，
If Abraham had hold on to Isaac,
就没有耶路撒冷。
There will be no city of Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷所以诞生，
Jerusalem was born.
不要忘记，是因为亚伯拉罕愿意把以撒献上。
It's when Abraham offered his son Isaac to God.
本来他没有看见耶路撒冷。
At first he cannot see the city.
他没有看见耶路撒冷是一座有根基的城。
He did not see the city as a city with foundation.
但是圣经明明告诉我们亚伯拉罕看见了一座有根基的城。
But the Bible tells us that Abraham saw in vision a city with foundation.
他什么时候看见的？
When did he see it?
多半是那个撒冷王给他启示的时候他看见了。
Perhaps when the king of Salem revealed to him, that's the time he saw it.
他虽然住在帐篷等候一座有根基的城。
Even though he's sitting in his tabernacle, his tents, he's waiting for that city.
是神所经营所建造的。
It's something that's organized and built by God.
那神什么时候动工呢？
When will God begin to work?
亚伯拉罕可以一直等到死可能都没有动工的。
Perhaps Abraham can wait his whole life until he died and God will not start.
现在神说我要呼召你。
But God said, I will call you.
你要到那座山上去。
Go to that mountain.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
很清楚的，神呼召亚伯拉罕来到耶路撒冷。
God has called Abraham to come to Jerusalem.
所以亚伯拉罕献以撒的地方就是耶路撒冷开始的地方。
So where Abraham offered Isaac, that's the birthplace of Jerusalem.
那亚伯拉罕做了什么事呢？
What did Abraham do?
亚伯拉罕做了一件事，是后来子子孙孙通通要做的一件事。
He did one thing that all his descendants must do in the end.
每年三次。
Three times a year.
以色列人要带不能空手去朝见神。
The people of Israel cannot come to God empty-handed.
他们一定要拿着迦南的土产。
They must take the goods.The produce from land of Canaan.
那个地不是流奶与蜜之地吗？
Isn't that land flowing with milk and honey?
这世界看不见奶，也看不见蜜。
This world cannot see milk and honey.
但是等到他们到了耶路撒冷聚在一起的时候，
But when they come to Jerusalem, gather together.
你在那里耕耘这块地，
You are farming this land.
那些土产就像以撒一样。
Those produce are like Isaac.
那是最好最好的。
The best produce.
每个人都带着以撒。
Everyone bring their own Isaac.
都走三天的路程。
Walk 3 days.
那个就是锡安大道。
It's the highway of Zion.
亚伯拉罕做的也是他的后面的子孙应当要做的。
So whatever Abraham did, his descendants must do.
等到他们的子孙到了耶路撒冷。
When his descendants come to Jerusalem,
他们在那唱说弟兄和睦同居是何等善，何等的美。
And they're singing how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
弟兄姊妹，他们来到神面前不是空手的。
None of them came empty-handed.
他们手里是活的迦南美地。
Their hands are full of the living land of Canaan.
他们聚在一起。
They gather together.
是展览基督那测不透的丰富。
They are exhibiting the unsearchable riches of Christ.
这就是神的见证。
This is a testimony of God.
每次神说你要到耶路撒冷，是在逾越节和祝棚节的时候。
Every time he say you come to Jerusalem at the Passover and the Feast of the Tabernacle.
逾越节、祝棚节都是月亮圆的时候。
Both times are when the moons are full.
两次以色列人全家聚在一起。
Both times, the people of Israel gathered together.
逾越节来讲论他们怎么样出了埃及。
Passover signifying how they come out of Egypt.
然后祝棚节给我们看怎样他们在旷野里面40年漂流。
And Feast of Tabernacle had showed them how they traveled in the wilderness for 40 years.
全家聚在一起的时候。
Now they gathered together.
月亮是圆的。
The moon was round.
所以人也是圆的。
And the people also full and round.
但神呼召他的百姓。
When God called his people,
家乡的月亮是圆不错。
Sure, our hometown moon is not bad.
你只要有两三人奉主的名，主一定在你们中间。
Sure, two or three gathered together, God is among us.
但是稀奇的很。
But amazingly,
等到所有以色列人聚在耶路撒冷。
When all the people of Israel gathered together in Jerusalem.
根据诗篇122篇。
According to Psalm 122.
这就是以色列的常例。
This is the traditions of the Israelites.
但那个常例在希伯来原文是耶路撒以色列的见证。
And in the original Hebrews is actually the testimony of the people of Israel.
所以什么时候耶以色列有见证呢？
When did Jerusalem has a testimony?
当他们唱弟兄和睦同居何等善何等的美的时候。
Is when they sing together how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
在那个时候在橄榄山跟摩利亚山上的月亮也是圆的。
So and at that time, the moon above Moriah, above Mount Olive is round.
现在不止人圆了。
Not only people are in harmony.
现在神也满足了。
And now also God will be satisfied.
因为所有没有一个儿女是不在他跟前的。
Because now every one of his children are before him.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果每年三次能到耶路撒冷去。
If every year, three times a year, you can go to Jerusalem.
他们做合一的见证。
They can do that testimony of unity.
他们做迦南美地的见证。
They can testify of the good land of Canaan.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这就是神第二次的呼召。
This is the second calling of God.
所以感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
当亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候。
When Abraham offered Isaac.
这个故事什么意思？
What is that story signifying?
就是因着亚伯拉罕能让以撒去。
Because Abraham willing to offer Isaac.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters.
这是最难最难的一件事。
That was the hardest thing to do.
如果到厨房去二十分钟勇气就可以了。
Surely if you just go to the kitchen, we can do it within 20 minutes.
但如果走三天的路程。
But to walk 3 days journey.
越靠近耶路撒冷。
The closer you are at Jerusalem.
以撒就要变成灰的。
That Isaac will become like ashes.
但是你没有想到。
But you never know.
神要的不是以撒。
God did not want Isaac.
所以神不过试验亚伯拉罕。
God actually testing Abraham.
神要的是亚伯拉罕。
God want Abraham.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
等到亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候。
When Abraham offered Isaac.
天上有一个声音说。
There was a voice from heaven says.
你没有留下一样好处不给我的。
You will not leave any good thing not to give unto me.
这叫做奉献。
That is called offering.
这叫做耶路撒冷。
That's called Jerusalem.
我们讲见证，见证，见证。
We say testimony, testimony, testimony.
我们不知道我们在讲什么。
We do not know what we are talking about.
所以第一次，亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。
So the first time when angel said to him, Abraham, Abraham.
到了出埃及，到了创世纪第四十六章。
And when you go to Genesis chapter 46.
雅各。雅各
Jacob, Jacob
到了出埃及记
Until Exodus
摩西摩西
Moses, Moses
到了撒母耳记
and go to Samuel.
Samuel, Samuel.
Samuel, Samuel.
在旧约里面
in the Old Testament,
四次神有双重的呼召。
Four times God has this double calling.
那都是这四个人物他一生最重要的关口。
These are all these four persons, their most important period of their life.
那个呼召几乎都是最后的呼召。
That was almost the last calling God has to them.
就这么多了吗？
Is that all?
不是的。
No.
所以当你入新约的时候，
When we come to the New Testament,
弟兄姊妹，当你读到路加福音第十章，
When we look at Luke chapter 10,
马大，马大，
Martha, Martha.
当你读到二十二章，
chapter 22,
西门，西门，
Simon, Simon.
读到使徒行传，
the book of Acts,
扫罗，扫罗，
Paul,Saul, Saul.
全本圣经里面
The whole Bible,
就对个人来说
to this, all these people,
那个呼召是七次的呼召
that seven callings,
这和亚伯拉罕成熟的时候最后的呼召有关系的
All this has something to do with the last calling that Abraham has when he was mature in life.
但是不止如此
Not only that,
有一天
One day,
主耶稣说耶路撒冷耶路撒冷
The Lord Jesus will say, Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
现在明白吗?
Now do you understand?
为什么亚伯拉罕, 亚伯拉罕?
Why Abraham, Abraham?
为什么雅各, 雅各?
Why Jacob, Jacob?
为什么摩西, 摩西?
Why Moses, Moses?
为什么撒母耳, 撒母耳?
Why Samuel, Samuel?
神呼召他们进入一些什么? 进入一些什么?
To enter into what?
当我们的主说, 马大, 马大, 西门, 西门, 扫罗, 扫罗。
When the Lord Jesus himself say,Martha, Martha, Simon, Simon, and Saul, Saul.
主就呼召他们出来什么?
God calling them to come out.
但最后给我们看见。
Lastly, he show us.
个人的呼召是为着团体的呼召。
The personal calling was for the corporate calling.
所以耶路撒冷, 耶路撒冷。
So therefore, Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
对不起,我多用了五分钟的时间。
I'll use five more minutes.
所以我们只能够停在这里。
We can only...Stop here today.
明天早晨
Tomorrow morning,
如果主愿意的话
If the Lord willing,
让我们能看见那个最后的呼召
Let us see the last calling.
神到底在亚伯拉罕的旨意是怎样
What was God's last calling in Abraham?
然后今天怎样应用在我们的身上
And how that may apply to our each of our individual's life.
然后大家回过头去想
And when we go back and think about this,
为什么神把大家从老远的地方带到这块陌生的土地上
Why God had brought you from a familiar place to this strange land and live here?
亚伯拉罕也是到了一个陌生的地方
Abraham also went to a strange place.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们相信
We believe.
大家来到这个陌生的土地
We came to this strange land.
不光是为着外面生活有一点的改善
Not just to improve our lifestyle.
叫主的心能够完全得着满足
But it's to cause the Lord's heart to be fully satisfied.
什么时候在雪梨或者悉尼
Whenever you are in Sydney,
你看见许多人能听见主的呼召
Many people can hear the calling of God.
带着你的儿子
Bring your children.
你的以撒
Bring your Isaac.
你最爱的
Go to your
到摩利亚地区
Come to Moriah.
这么多山我要指示给你一座山
Among the mountains, I'll show you one mountain.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
那个呼召
That calling,
就是耶路撒冷见证的呼召。
It is the testimony of Jerusalem's calling.
我再说，你在哪里聚会都一样。
I will say yes. It doesn't matter where you meet.
哪里有两三个人奉主的名，主都在你们中间。
Where two or three gather together, the Lord shall be among you.
所以你千万不要看，不管神的儿女在哪里，都有神的同在。
Surely wherever God's children go, they have the presence of God.
但神的见证在哪里？
But where is God's testimony?
只有你带着以撒。
Only when you bring your Isaac,
愿意走三天的路程
to take 3 days journey,
宁可让神破碎你的心
when you allow God to break your heart,
你不愿意叫神心碎
but you do not want to break God's heart,
你愿意同情神的心肠
you want to be sympathized with the heart of God,
在主回来以前
and before the Lord Jesus come back,
能够得着一个荣耀的教会
that God may, he may gain a glorious church,
到那个时候神会说
and that time God will say,
我的心满足
I'm satisfied.
这些人圆了，团圆在一起。
They are now united together.
但是不止地圆了，天也圆了。
Not just earth is in unity, the heaven will be in unity.
人圆了，神也圆了。
Man is it is as unity, God will fully satisfy.
有哪些弟兄姊妹愿意祷告说主啊？
How many brothers are willing to say, Lord,
不要只满足我们的心,
not just satisfy our hearts,
让我们学习满足你的心。
May we learn to satisfy your hearts.
但愿这是我们的祷告。
May this be our prayer.
所以明天早晨我们会继续这些的信息。
We'll continue this message.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
亲爱的主，我们真是愿把这一段时间交在你的手里。
Dear Lord, we commit these times into your hands.
虽然我们的话停在这里。
May our word stop here tonight.
但愿你的话继续的工作。
May your word continue to work in us.
你坐在这一班弟兄姊妹的身上。
May you do this work in the life of brothers and sisters.
一直等到我们完全被你得着。
Until we may be gained by you.
一直到一个地步，我们愿意把以撒放在你的脚前。
That we're willing to give you Isaac.
我们何等愿意。
How willing
you are. 你能够在地上得着你荣耀的教会。
May you gain your glorious church.
得着耶路撒冷的见证。
To receive the testimony of Jerusalem.
听我们在里面的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus Christ's victorious name.
Amen.
Amen.